John 14:15-20, the Father lives in us through the Holy Spirit. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back again to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers to grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. So please continue to read, write, share, and listen. This is our simple approach to the systematic study of the Bible. Again today, I encourage you to prepare your heart to hear the word of the Lord. There are a few very dynamic and important principles of studying God's word in John chapter 14. One of them is found in verse 26. It says, "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of all that I said to you." Another verse that describes how the Holy Spirit leads us and works in us is 1 Corinthians 2:12. It says, "We have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things that are given to us freely by God." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving us your spirit to teach us and to reveal more and more of Jesus to us. Thank you that your spirit helps us to understand all that you have given us in Christ. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 14, 15 to 20, the title is, "The Father gives the Holy Spirit to live in us." We who have been believers for a long time are very familiar with these verses and have been blessed greatly through them. However, the things Jesus was telling his disciples were brand new for them. The idea that God could live within us was mind-boggling. Nevertheless, this was the plan and purpose of Jesus' coming, not just so that we could go to heaven when we die, but that we would know God and that he would live in us by his Spirit. In this passage, Jesus begins to explain to his disciples practically what it means to know the Father, how to grow, and how to live by the indwelling presence of Christ. Verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another counselor, and that he may be with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive, for it doesn't see him and doesn't know him. You know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Meditation question: what do these verses teach about the Spirit? First, Jesus said in verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Loving God and obeying his commands is foundational to our relationship with him. We are commanded to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind. We do not obey his commands to earn his love or favor, but we obey him because we love him. Disciples of Jesus are able to live in a love relationship with God and obey him because his Spirit lives in us. Then Jesus said that he would ask the Father to give us another counselor or another comforter, speaking of the Holy Spirit, who will be with us forever. He is the Spirit of truth. In the first part of John 14, Jesus focused on their relationship with the Father. The disciples need to understand that their union with Jesus meant union with the Father because they are one. Now Jesus tells them about the Spirit. Jesus lives in us through the Spirit. This is central to our relationship with him. The word Jesus used for the Holy Spirit can be translated counselor, comforter, or helper. The Spirit counsels us, comforts us, and helps us. He lives in us and understands everything about us. The Holy Spirit comes alongside of us like a coach or cheerleader and partner. The Spirit teaches us, encourages us, and reveals Jesus and the Father to us. He is the Spirit of truth, who reveals the truth and reality of God to us. People in the world can't see the Spirit and do not know him. They cannot grasp or receive the things of God because they are revealed only by the Spirit of God. Jesus said that the Spirit was with the disciples, but not yet in them. However, Jesus said, he will be in you. This is an incredible and amazing statement, especially from the disciples' point of view. Jesus was saying that the Spirit of God would live in each one of them. Verse 18, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live. Meditation question. Jesus said, because I live, you also will live. What do these words mean to you? Jesus was saying that he would live in them through the Spirit. Jesus told them that he would come to them and would not leave them alone by themselves. Jesus was not saying that the Spirit was someone else coming or his representative. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. This is how Jesus indwells and lives in us. To have the Spirit means we have the Son living in us. The Father, Son, and Spirit are one. Jesus said, because I live, you will also live. God's plan has always been to restore us to true life by living in us. We can only live the Christian life through his indwelling presence. We have true life in him because Jesus is living in us. We have probably heard many teachings and references to Christ living in us. Remember that the disciples were hearing this for the first time. They were uneducated fishermen, tax collectors, and ordinary people like us. The cross and resurrection of Jesus opened the way for the Spirit of God to live in them and in us. Because I live, you will also live. What wonderful words for all believers. Jesus rose from the grave and is alive. Because he lives, we can experience his indwelling life. Just as Jesus lived in complete dependence on his Father, so now we live in complete dependence on Jesus living in us. Verse 20. In that day, you will know that I am the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Meditation question. Do you know that Jesus is in the Father, that you are in Jesus, and that Jesus is in you? Do you have confidence and assurance that you are in Christ and that he is in you? Do you know that Jesus is in the Father? He and his Father are one. They mutually indwell each other. Jesus told his disciples in this chapter, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. We must know this by revelation. We must see it and know that it is true in order to understand Jesus and his Father. Do you know that you are in Christ? If you have put your faith in Christ, you are in Christ. You have been born again and become a member of his family. You have been given many blessings because you are in Christ, including forgiveness of sins, becoming children of God and members of his family, eternal life, and many more. Do you know that Christ is in you? The only way we can live as followers of Jesus is by his indwelling life. He does not want us to strive to be righteous in our own strength, but to receive his righteousness by faith. That means to continually experience him living in us by faith. However, first, we have to know it. We have to know that Jesus is living in us. When Jesus said, in that day, what day was he talking about? Jesus was talking about the day when the Spirit would come to them and live in them. This was probably referring to the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out as described in Acts chapter 2. Many people are confused about the Holy Spirit. The Bible talks about being filled with the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, and the baptism of the Spirit. Different groups have different views and use these words in different ways. I refuse to argue about these things, but want to focus on one crucial point. Believers need to know with confidence that Jesus is living in them, and many do not. We can only live the Christian life by Jesus living in us. No matter how hard we try, we will fail in our own efforts. That is why I believe people need revelation from the Spirit that he is living in them. We must experience Galatians 2:20, which says, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Many people have heard teachings about Christ living in us, but do not have confidence or assurance that he is living in them. They want to follow Jesus, but somehow don't get it. They just keep striving to live the Christian life in their own strength. They need to know and experience Jesus, that Jesus is living in them. Jesus said in verse 20, in that day you will know that I am in the Father, that you are me, and that I am in you. Do you know that Jesus is in the Father, that you are in Jesus, and that he is in you? I will conclude this session with a story that I have shared many times about a man named Ira Yates. It illustrates the need to know that Jesus is living in us through revelation from the Spirit of God. Ira Yates was a poor sheep rancher in western Texas in the 1930s. Times were hard. He had a hard time paying his bills and was in danger of losing his land due to the mounting debt. One day, representatives from an oil company came to his farm and asked for permission to drill for oil on his land. At 115 feet, they had hit a huge oil reserve that produced 80,000 barrels a day, which would be worth millions of dollars on today's market. Later, other wells were discovered on his land. One of those produced $125,000 per day for more than 30 years. Ira Yates lived in poverty for many years because he did not know that there was oil on his land. Many believers are just like Ira Yates. They are frustrated, weak, and defeated because they don't know of the limitless resources available to them in Christ. Christ lives in them, but they have not experienced his indwelling life. Do you know that there is an oil well within you? Do you experience the life of Jesus in you day by day? Jesus said in John 7:37-40, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. He was talking about the promised Holy Spirit. And that promise is for you. It is the reality of Christ's life in us that gives us victory and the ability to practically live out the Christian life. This is not difficult or complex, but it is supernatural. It is his life in us. A person filled with the Holy Spirit still has weaknesses and difficulties, but can face them with the assurance and confidence that the indwelling Christ will empower them. They can say with confidence, as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God desires that all believers be filled with the Holy Spirit and walk in his power. In verse 16, Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever. God wants every believer to know and experience Christ living in them through the Holy Spirit. When I was in high school, I came to know that Jesus is living in me. I was filled with the Holy Spirit and experienced an overflow of God's love. It was not difficult or complicated. I knew that I was supposed to love everyone, but there were people that I could not love. As I prayed concerning this, the Lord revealed to me that he could love people through me. I realized that he was really in me and would manifest his love through me, and he did. There are still many things to learn about the work of the Holy Spirit, but the most important thing is that I knew and experienced Christ living in me. God will also fill you with the Holy Spirit and manifest his life through you if you ask and trust him. In Luke 11:13, Jesus said, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Our Father promises to give us the Holy Spirit to his children who ask. Let's pray. Father, thank you for giving us your Spirit to live in us, to guide us, to teach us, and to empower us. I pray for everyone reading or listening to these words. I pray that you will give each one a fresh revelation of your indwelling presence through your Spirit. Show them that the infinite power and riches of Jesus are in them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Through us.